This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. It was a good news, bad news day for the parents of Charlie Gard. A U.S. neurologist and Italian doctor examined Charlie and gave him a 56% chance of meaningful improvement. Meanwhile, they discovered the government-appointed attorney representing Charlie is the head of a noted euthanasia group. Critics say the conflict gets worse as even the attorney selection was made by yet another advocate of arranged death. A Houston abortion clinic is one of three across the nation newly discovered as closing. Notorious Southfield, Michigan, Orlando, Florida, and abortionist Douglas Carpin's Houston clinics are all closing. Allegations of major crimes against newborns by Dr. Carpin from a congressional investigation have been referred to the Department of Justice and Texas authorities. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. The National Right to Life Committee is backing the Better Care Reconciliation Act as an improvement over the American Health Care Act passed by the U.S. House last May. They point out that besides displacing more of the abortion components of Obamacare, the bill also moves Planned Parenthood dollars to federal health centers without abortion and allows employers to cover more so-called Cadillac provisions that were endangered under Obamacare. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.